up.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 22, Mbombela 25, and Emalahleni high of 24 degrees.
Thank you, Tase, for once again reminding us in Mulder's Drift on the N14 eastbound, a collision after the M5 Bayers Nodia Drive exit causing queuing traffic, as well as the stationary vehicle in Veldfreden Park. That's on the N1 northbound at 14th Avenue.
In your sport, Rassie does Rassie things again in his selection of players for the second Springbok alignment camp, and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz reaches the last 16 of the Madrid Open.
We start with a burglary at the Gauteng offices of the Independent Electoral Commission.
So far, only a laptop belonging to an administration employee has been reported stolen.
Gauteng police spokesperson Brenda Murudele says the burglary was reported on Saturday afternoon at the IEC's offices in Gauteng in Johannesburg. The investigation includes how the suspects were able to get access to the offices despite the security in place. Meanwhile, the IEC says it needs more information as part of a probe into allegations that the MK party apparently forged signatures to qualify for the elections. This follows reports that the party allegedly forged the signatures that appeared on its list as part of its initial registration with the IEC in February this year. The party itself has denied claims by the former senior official that his team had used the database for job seekers in the Cape Metro to get the names, IDs and phone numbers.
He is no such leader in the party. And we now found out, because he wanted to be on our list, that he had a sketchy past. And by virtue of that, when we couldn't put him on our list, he then went rogue.
MK party spokesperson Tlamulo Ndlela says they would welcome any investigation. Former senior party official Lennox Nsodo has reportedly opened the case with the Western Cape Police, saying his team was ordered to do this. He's asked police for extra protection for him and his family, saying he fears for his life since the revelations. More about the latest election developments, it's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where a shooting happened last night. That was between real police and fake cops.
The vehicle was spotted with blue lights on. The suspect saw the police and then sped away, resulting in a high-speed chase towards Zongizizwe in Eguru Lane. The suspect started shooting at the team and the team retaliated.
Gauteng Police's Brigadier Moridile says three suspects were shot dead and one managed to flee the scene on foot. The gang is suspected to have been responsible for blue light robberies on the N3 between Villiers and Heidelberg. The white Toyota Hilux with the fake blue lights was searched, and inside police found two unlicensed firearms and also the ammunition. In international news, it's been an exceptional first few days of tornado season in the US. 78 tornadoes were reported on Friday, while another 35 ravaged parts of Oklahoma and nearby Great Plains states since Saturday. At least 5 people have so far been declared dead. In Oklahoma, a state of emergency has been declared for 30 days, with thousands of people still without electricity. And sticking to the weather, in South and Southeast Asia, people have been flocking to malls to find relief from extreme heat. Schools have been closed and people are urged to stay indoors after the mercury reached up to 47 degrees some places over the weekend. In Malaysia, residents now demand that aircon be free and they not be charged for the electricity that they use to cool themselves down.
That is hot.
Mm. And it is not the peak summer.
The big refrigerator in a bottle store.
Oh, yes. Your whole head. My go-to.
Yes.
And then there's a certain grocery store in South Africa. Hours. Hours.
Do we know of things with walk-in fridges?
Yep, that's what
where
I just said.
Yeah, where you can say, I'm just looking for...
The bottle store, don't pretend like
what's
you don't
there
know.
The
you
back.
Know exactly
no,
where
no,
the
hand just a walk-in fridge with the vegetables.
You know exactly where the walk-in fridge is. You know they're at the back of the store as well.
Yeah.
Martin just said, bottle stores, the big refrigerator's the back. Nice try. Embarrassing.